Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The legal cloud hanging over President Trump has grown darker this week, with reports that the special counsel is now investigating the president for possible obstruction of justice. The growing election hacking scandal has prompted many progressives across the country to call on Congress to begin impeachment proceedings. Several cities in Massachusetts have approved resolutions asking members of Congress to move in that direction. But as WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us, the state's congressional delegation is saying, not yet.
John Boniface is part of the vanguard of a grassroots movement that has opposed President Trump since his first day in office.
We launched ImpeachDonaldTrumpNow.org, which now has the support of more than 1.1 million Americans across the country.
Boniface is a constitutional lawyer who heads Free Speech for People, a small progressive group in Amherst which began agitating for impeachment the day Trump was inaugurated. Boniface says Trump is violating the Foreign Emoluments Clause of the Constitution for failing to fully divest from his private business interests. Similar concerns prompted nearly 200 Democratic members of Congress to file suit against the president this week. The White House dismisses the action as politically motivated and unfounded, but Boniface says there are other reasons to impeach Trump.
We have since expanded our grounds for this call to include obstruction of justice in light of the president's interference with an ongoing criminal investigation and the firing of FBI Director James Comey.
Along with a million-plus citizens who've signed Boniface's petition, about a dozen cities and towns from coast to coast have passed resolutions calling for impeachment, including Los Angeles and Chicago, as well as Amherst, Cambridge, Pelham, and Leverett here in Massachusetts. And after James Comey's congressional testimony last week, two national grassroots organizations, Indivisible and MoveOn.org, which oppose Trump, also urged Congress to start impeachment proceedings.
More people support impeaching Trump than approve of his job performance.
This is Anna Gallant, executive director of MoveOn.org. According to at least one recent poll, she's right, though it also found the country deeply divided over this issue, with a slim plurality opposing impeachment. Still, Gallant says it's time for lawmakers to act now.
There have been sufficient evidence of what are called in the Constitution high crimes and misdemeanors. And we think it's time for all members of Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, to support moving forward with impeachment proceedings.
But that's not happening. Republicans in Congress don't support impeachment. And so far, just two Democrats, Representatives Brad Sherman of California and Al Green of Texas, say they do. Here's Congressman Green.
We live in a country where no congressman, no senator, and not even the president of the United States of America is above the law. And I've concluded that, as a result, articles of impeachment should be drawn.
That position sparked sharp disagreement at this week's weekly meeting of House Democrats, according to The Hill, which reported that Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano denounced the push for impeachment as a selfish maneuver that could hurt Democrats. His fellow Bay State Congressman Seth Moulton agrees.
The danger is that it just looks political, that we're not really trying to find out the facts or bring the right people to justice, but that we're just pursuing a political crusade against the president.
Moulton calls it frightening that President Trump won't acknowledge what U.S. intelligence agencies have, that Russia interfered with the U.S. election and will try to do it again. Moulton wants a bipartisan commission to get to the bottom of what happened and whether or not the Trump campaign was involved. But he says impeachment could actually impede that effort.
If you look back to the Watergate era, there were some people who suggested impeachment very early on, and that wasn't actually helpful to the investigation or to ultimately getting Nixon to resign.
Senator Elizabeth Warren has been quiet on the issue of impeachment, and Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey says it's too soon to consider it.
The only place where impeachment comes before investigation is in the dictionary. But if that investigation establishes obstruction of justice, then of course that matter has to come before the United States Congress as a potential impeachment process.
That possibility grew a bit more likely this week with news that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is now probing whether President Trump obstructed justice. In tweets yesterday, Trump accused federal investigators of promoting a phony story about colluding with the Russians and once again called it a witch hunt. Democrats are responding carefully. The growing scandal could help them retake the House next year. But if they jump aboard the impeachment bandwagon, they could alienate voters in conservative and politically moderate swing districts.
Well, I think what it shows is that too many members of Congress are putting party over country here.
Again, Attorney John Boniface of Amherst, who organized the online petition to impeach President Trump.
They're engaged in a political calculation of what works best for 2018 and not whether or not in this moment of crisis we should stand up for our Constitution and our democracy.
This is hardly the first time progressives have pushed against mainstream Democrats. They hope that if their numbers grow, the mainstream will follow. But one longtime Democratic activist says if Trump gets impeached, it won't be because the left called for it, but because a nonpartisan law enforcement investigation made a case beyond a reasonable doubt. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.